What's going on, people? It's your boy, Marco Duro Strong here. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Hands in the Chile podcast. Welcome back. In this episode, I wanted to talk to y'all a little bit about nootropics, biohacking, neurohacking, etc., what it is, my experience with it, some supplements I've taken, and of course, we can't forget about story mode. So let's jump right into the motherfucking chili. Let's go! All right, so welcome back, people. I want to start off by saying thank y'all to everybody who blew up the last episode. That was published around 4th of July time. It's called Murica Languages and Smoking Meats. Unexpectedly, there's a hella downloads for that, so thank y'all so much. Thank you, Donnie. Thank you, Drew, for pushing it out or sharing it, whatever, giving me feedback, etc. I really appreciate it. Especially considering how I haven't put out an episode in a while, but we're back. I can't promise the consistency, but I will be putting out episodes in shorter, time gaps, I guess, if you want to call that. And also, I want to issue a disclaimer because some of the things I'm going to be talking about in this podcast are supplements, and the supplement industry is very shady, as is. It's kind of like the fitness industry, or I was talking to somebody, Lucas from T-Rex Arms, actually, over on Instagram about the gun industry and how, experts and, claimed subject matter experts and such aren't really as nice as you think they might be. So anyways, it's a different story for maybe another show if you guys are interested in that. But the disclaimer is, before taking any of these supplements, whether it's caffeine, lion's mane, nootropics, etc., always consult with your physician, your doctor, your primary care provider, and, talk to them about this stuff and make sure that you don't have any ailments that are going to be detrimental to you if you do wish to partake in nootropic supplements or just supplements in general, because the effects and the studies and research, etc., that either prove or suggest that these things work for your brain health. They all use studies with healthy individuals. I'm not here to tell you what healthy is. I'm not a medical expert. I'll just leave that at that. And I'm going to go in order from, say, mild to wild on these supplements here. Excuse me, I need some water. So yeah. Let's kick off right into it. So first on our list from a mild standpoint, and it's, I would say, very low on the mild scale, is lion's mane. You may have seen it, you may not have seen it, but I'm here to tell you a little bit about what lion's mane is. Lion's mane is a mushroom, and I don't mean the fun kind of mushroom, or I guess fun, I don't know. I've read that other mushrooms are fun, like psilocybin and those types of mushrooms, but I have no experience with any of those because I can't touch them. So if you have experience with psilocybin and want to come on here and tell me some fun stories about your experience with psychedelic mushrooms or psychedelics in general, let me know, and maybe we'll do an interview about that. But anyways, lion's mane, a.k.a. Hericium erineaceus, it sounds like a Roman god or something, but it's a mushroom that grows on the trunks of dead hardwood trees such as oak, and it has a long history of use in East Asian medicine. That comes from our good friends over at WebMD, aka the Hypochondriacs Dictionary, or Hypochondriacs' favorite website, I should say. And it also says that the lion's mane mushroom may improve nerve development and function, and it might also protect the nerves from becoming damaged, and it also seems to protect the lining in the stomach, which I may disagree with, because if you have taken it before, like I have, usually with coffee on an empty stomach, so the caffeine may be something, may have something to do with it. It's definitely upset my stomach, but I think it's more to the caffeine on an empty stomach. Anyways, also according to WebMD, people use lion's mane mushroom from Alzheimer's, dementia, stomach problems, and some other conditions, and it suggests that there is no good evidence to support these uses. I may disagree with that, but I'm not a scientist, or a medical physician, so you know, take that for what you will. Go do your own research, try it out, see how it works for you. I personally like it a lot because it's kind of a small step into the nootropic category of supplements, or the nootropic or biohacker, or, you know, neurohacker lifestyle. So it's, you know, pretty tame. So give it a shot. Let me know what you think. If you don't like it, you know, don't take it anymore. That's fine. Also, I should add, I'm not sponsored by any of these supplement companies. These are just products that I've tried. I've purchased them with my own money. But if you do want to support the show, there is a Buy Me a Coffee link in the description of the episode if you want to throw your boy some money so he can upgrade his microphone and maybe get a better setup here. You know, you're welcome to do that. I'll give you a shout out. I was going to set up a Patreon, but I don't really have video content. And if I did, that's probably where I would put it. Because why not monetize stuff? And I'm sure somebody would pay for that. Moving on to the second one on our list, and these are going from the least potent to the most potent, and this is going to be NeuroIgnite, made by a company called Havasu Nutrition. You can find them on Amazon. You can shop on their website if you want. I'll put a link to their website in the description of the podcast if you want. But some of the ingredients in here we're going to see in other supplements. So Bacopa is one that's pretty common. DMAE is common. Sorry, I'm trying not to burp in the microphone. Ginkgo biloba is also pretty popular. The dog's crying. Anyways. The dog distracted me. She's a bitch. But NeuroIgnite is a nootropic supplement. It has a lot of really good ingredients. It doesn't have lion's mane, which is kind of interesting. It does have some other herbs and the like, and it has L-carnitine, which is kind of interesting because that's a thermogenic, or people call it a fat burner, but, you know, take that for what you will. I don't really think that it's whatever. Anyways, I like this a lot because it doesn't have caffeine, so you can take it any time of the day that you need some focus or some better, you know, processing power in your CPU, aka your brain. And it's affordable. So we have a handful of things that I like about it. And also, if you couple it with caffeine, which is usually what I do, I will have this. And then when I have it in stock in my house, I'll pair it with either a shot of espresso or a cup of coffee or something like this. And it works great. It makes me feel really, I guess, turned on mentally, not like sexually. That's not what this product is for, but maybe a side effect. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be fucking hilarious. You just start taking nootropics and you just pop boners all the time. That'd be fucking dope, but I digress. You can take this with caffeine. You can also not. It's great. I highly recommend you trying it. And if you don't like it, you can always return it or give it to your friends and see if they like it. Next up on our list is going to be MindLab Pro. This is made by a company called MindLab Pro. Just kidding. It's made actually by OptiNutra Advanced Neuroceuticals, whatever the fuck that means. But they have on their website a bunch of PhDs, MDs, NDs, etc., that tell you all about the plethora of benefits of their product. I've tried it and I really liked it. It was just a little bit expensive for what it is. I don't think it should be that expensive and be out of reach for people trying to up their mental game. So this one also doesn't have any caffeine, so you can take it whenever you want. Though I don't really think you should take any of these supplements if you're, you know, going to bed within probably an hour of these things. I don't know what the half-life is for these compounds in your brain to be active, but I can imagine if you are trying to go to sleep within an hour and you take, say, this at 9, go to bed at 10, you're probably going to be awake and alert, and you're probably going to want to do something like stimulating mentally. You know what I mean, you dirty perverts. But this also has I think this has some stuff that we've seen in NeuroIgnite. So this has citicoline, which is a supplement. I'm not going to pretend to tell, you know exactly what it is. but it has like some, I think it's dandelion. No, it has phosphatidylserine. Fucking Listerine? No, but it's a sunflower lecithin, and that's good for your brain. I like that they have charts and stuff like that on this website. I don't know if that really bolsters their claims, but it's nice to see the research. This also has Bacopa, which we saw in NeuroIgnite. It has lion's mane, which I talked about, 500 milligrams full spectrum, which probably means it has a fruiting body. The thing with mushrooms, and I should have said this when I talked about lion's mane, but I'll add it here, is that when you buy mushroom supplements, you want to ensure that you're buying something that has fruiting bodies. So in the ingredients label, it should say lion's mane, and in parentheses, it'll have fruiting bodies or something else. You want the fruiting body because from what I've read, it's more effective at actually delivering what it's supposed to do. And it's the same thing if you shop for other mushrooms like reishi or what's the other one? There's like oyster mushroom, which is also good for your brain. There's so many. There's so many out there. But some companies that I like is Fresh Cap and Four Sigmatic. Those are probably the top dogs in the mushroom game. I like Fresh Cap a lot. It's affordable, probably more so than Four Sigmatic. And I feel like it's... I don't know. It's not better, but you know, try them both out. Let me know what you think. They definitely have different applications, I'd say, because Four Sigmatic focuses a lot on like beverages, and Fresh Cap mostly focuses on the powdered mushrooms and for you to add them into things like smoothies, coffee, whatever. But back to MindLab Pro. This also has like some bark extracts and some amino acids in there, L-theanine, and it has rhodiola, rhodesia, which is a plant, an herb, if you will, and some B vitamins. B vitamins tend to be pretty common in nootropic supplements, like B6, B12, B9 in MindLab Pro, which is kind of nice. And they all support like your brain processing functions, essentially. Next up on our list is Qualia Focus, which is another supplement. This one has caffeine in it, so be careful. As I mentioned before, talk to your doctor, make sure you don't have a heart condition, all this stuff, because if you already take caffeine like I do, you may not want to stack this. As they say, stacking in the supplement industry is when you take multiple supplements together. You may not want to stack this with a caffeinated beverage that you may already be drinking. Like for me, I usually take pre-workout in the mornings before work. I mean, before work, not for work, because I go to the gym early in the morning. And then I usually have coffee at work and on my way to work with a little bit of some lion's mane in there mixed up with a little coffee vibrator that you've all seen on Instagram. I don't know what exactly it's called. It's like a frothing type wand thing. I don't know. Coffee vibrator sounds good. My wife should sell these. She'd make millions. But anyways, Qualia Focus is made by the Neurohacker Collective. It's a company. The Qualia brand is their brand of, you know, health, mental health supplements and such. They also have, you know, multivitamin and greens and et cetera. But I'm just talking about the nootropics, people. The brain health, brain gains. You want insane gains on your biceps? Try adding fucking biceps to your fucking frontal cortex. Are you kidding me? Oh. Anyways, I digress. Qualia Focus is great for focus. Obviously, it has a little bit of caffeine and it has some ingredients that we are familiar with. It has some riboflavin, B6, B12. There's some folate in there. I don't exactly know what it is. There's pantothenic acid in here, which I think is really interesting because as far as I know, and I could be wrong about this, the Killcliff drinks have pantothenic acid and it's great for recovery. So I think it's pretty interesting that this has that in there. And this also has some amino acids in there. It has ginger, L-ornithine, which I don't know what that is. Theanine, again, ginkgo biloba, caffeine. And this actually has some ginseng in it, which is kind of cool. And celestris seed extract. I'm not going to pretend to know what the fuck that is either. But they also have a transparent label, just like MindLab Pro, just like NeuroIgnite, which I really like the transparency because, as I mentioned earlier, the supplement industry can be kind of shady and they tend to hide some things in what they call, what some companies call proprietary blends. So basically what it means, real quick, is you have a bunch of stuff in a label and instead of listing every dosage or breakdown of every ingredient that's in that blend, essentially, you just list one number and then you include all of these ingredients underneath that number. So for example, let's make up a supplement because, you know, that happens all the time. You want to take a scoop of super balls of the walls pre-workout. I just made that up. Trademark. Don't at me. So you look at the back of the super balls of the walls pre-workout bottle and it says, you know, it lists out under the supplement facts. It'll say like, you know, B12, B6, and it'll be like, you know, 10 milligrams, 5 milligrams, D3, 10 micrograms, whatever. And then underneath that, it'll have another thing that'll say like super extra balls fucking blend or whatever. And it'll say like 5,000 milligrams, which is 5 grams. I don't know why the fuck they do that. Makes it look like you're buying more shit. You're just getting 5 grams of stuff in that blend. But anyways, it'll have like 10, 30 billion ingredients in there. And they'll all be, you know, smushed together, separated by commas and parentheses, etc. And it'll say, it won't tell you what dosage of each of those ingredients is actually in that supplement. And the reason that I have an issue with that is because you could have 5 grams of whatever in there. Like, you know, there are minimum effective dosages of all of these ingredients that are in this proprietary blend. But how much of each ingredient is actually in here? And who knows? You know what I mean? You'd have to send it to a lab to actually have them separate all of these ingredients. And then, like, they could tell you, like, oh, hey, there's only trace amounts of this thing in there. So, like, who knows? And just a caveat off of that, because caveats are my favorite thing in the world. Just kidding. The supplement industry has been like this for a long time. And in, I guess, the history of the supplement world, only in recent history has there been a change for transparency or pro-transparency, which was started around the time that these two brands came into the industry. One is Nutribio and one is Gym Supplement Science by Dr. Jim Stefani, that I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. I won't get into they had a beef or something like that back in the day, but you know, just research the companies and, you know, kind of think about the stuff you're putting in your body because it's important. You know, you don't want to put in garbage, essentially. And that's, I feel like proprietary blends are just garbage. Now there are supplement companies that make good products that happen to have proprietary blends. It's not for me. But anyways, back to Qualia. So this is on the higher end of our mild to wild scale, kind of on the wild side without being like a prescription thing that you need a doctor's signature for. But beyond this, Neurohacker Collective actually has another supplement that's a nootropic called Qualia Mind. And it has a lot more stuff in there. It has the basics like the B vitamins, D vitamins, etc., rhodiola, bacopa, which we've seen, L-theanine, alpha GPC, which is pretty popular. And then it has a bunch of other stuff. I don't think this has caffeine in it, which is good. So you can add caffeine at your leisure, but I haven't tried this yet. I'm really curious about it. If you have tried Qualia Mind, let me know how it is because I'm really intrigued. And once I run out of the Qualia Focus that I have, I'll probably buy that. I haven't had NeuroIgnite in a little bit since I was back in Massachusetts visiting friends and family. MindLab Pro, I tried once, but it was a little expensive at the time for me, so I just switched to the Lion's Mane. And I think if you want to go to the wild side, you know, you might need something that's prescribed to you by a physician. See, I can't even fucking say that word correctly. by your fucking primary care doctor. So the thing is, for me, and the reason why I like nootropics that are derived from herbs and plants and mushrooms and the like, is they do have the ability to change your brain chemistry in some way and help you develop neural pathways and protect your brain from the grit degradation and such, and I guess prolong your brain elasticity, which is your brain's ability to adapt over time and change and make all these connections and stuff like that. So your neurons are basically like roadways. And I saw a meme the other day that said something about how the brain is just electric meat, which is kind of funny because it's just a big chunk of meat in your head that has electricity running through it. So the thing with the wild side of nootropics, which is like your doctor prescribed drugs, is those things can, yes, they can give you a boost. They can help you focus, absolutely. But the dark side of that, which is the side effects. And, you know, when you see a commercial on TV for a medication and you're just like, oh, I'm just a little hypochondriac trying to navigate WebMD, and here comes a commercial while I'm at the gym, while I'm at fucking wherever, I'm just trying to watch fucking Blue's Clues, and all of a sudden here's a commercial for some fucking medication that is, you know, for a disorder that I may or may not have, that I think I have because I exhibit 3 of the 50 fucking symptoms. You know, it's kind of predatory. It's part of the, you know, that I'm not going to get too into that, but those compounds, those chemicals have the capability to irreversibly, so you can't turn back the clock, right? This is one and done deal. You do this and the changes are enacted forever. So you're irreversibly changing your brain chemistry. You are blocking certain receptors in your brain that are, you know, made for a certain chemical to bind to them and such. I'm not an expert on brain chemistry, but I know how neurons work essentially. And they pass chemicals back and forth to each other, receptors, etc., proteins, amino acids. You know, the problem is once you synthetically boost these things with, you know, chemicals that are provided by your doctor, like I said, you can cause your brain some damage over time or long term especially if you end up abusing these medications, essentially. There's nothing wrong with, you know, having to be on medication. Obviously, if you need this to function in society, you know, absolutely take those things. But I personally don't think I want to experiment with all of that because they can be addicting. And I won't say that addiction runs in my family because I've only had one person in my family who was an alcoholic. However, it's very easy and a slippery slope once you start taking controlled substances that are given to you by your doctor. If you've ever heard of Methadone Mile in Massachusetts, it's Mass Ave in Boston, and there is countless homeless people that are addicted to meth because they started taking painkillers for whatever ailment. Their doctor prescribed them some hardcore painkillers that are very closely related to methamphetamine, and then they ran out because they got addicted, etc. It's a long, obviously it doesn't happen one day to the next, but there's definitely the potential for you to abuse things like Ritalin and Adderall recreationally, and it's kind of dangerous, and I don't really want to play with that type of fire, if you know what I'm saying. However, like I said, if you need that stuff to survive and function in society, you know, more power to you, be responsible, all that stuff. Know your limitations. And not everyone has the, I guess, mental resolve or the introspection to realize that they have a problem. Like, I know I probably have a problem with caffeine, and given the fact that I like that stimulant, you know, I have it in pre-workout, I have energy drinks all the time, you know, it's not like I'm too far away from that. So I'd rather just not cross that threshold, essentially. One thing that I didn't mention about nootropics is one that's really popular, actually, and it's kind of interesting. It's CoQ10 or coenzyme Q10. I think it's just coenzyme 10. Anyways, it's a CoQ-10, and it appears on a lot of energy drinks like Bang Energy, Rain Energy. What's the other one? There's other supplements that have it in there. Essentially, it's an enzyme, and it's and it helps your brain function better, essentially. And also, it's synergistic with caffeine, just like all of these supplements are. Synergistic means that it helps something work better. Synergy, essentially. And I really like that CoQ10 is popular because it's really good for your brain. And you can buy it at GNC and by itself. I take it with my multivitamins that I get from Persona. I'll have a link to that if you are interested in multivitamins or getting personalized vitamins. Essentially, you take a quiz, then they tell you what vitamins you might be interested in that might be beneficial for you. But let me actually break down what I take on a daily basis after I start eating, because I usually fast. So I have these in my office in a box. It comes a little like dispenser type box so that you can just see them and rip the little packets off individually. So my Persona vitamins that are custom to me has vitamin D3, 25 micrograms, which is good. Peppermint Plus, which is a peppermint based supplement that is good for your gut health. It has a multivitamin, CoQ10, 200 milligrams, calcium and magnesium. Astaxanthin, which is a mushroom, I think, and apple pectin, because like I mentioned before, I like to fast, so that's supposed to be good for your gut health as well. Again, not a sponsor, just something that I started taking because I think I saw a commercial with, maybe it was Dolly Parton. I don't know, she's dead. Did she die? I don't know. It was some older lady, famous celebrity, sponsored, you know, paid advertisement by Persona, obviously. But out of all of the others, I think that they have a more comprehensive survey. They are a little spendy, for sure. But if you click the link in the description of the episode, you can get a discount. And then I get a discount. It's a win-win. We get healthy and get discounts. And then we, you know, take on the day and fucking crush it. So I'll have that. Actually, let me pause real quick and see what the hell this is. Astaxanthin. I hope you can hear my clicky keys. Astaxanthin is a red pigment that belongs to the group of chemicals called carotene. I don't think that's it. Oh yeah, it's an antioxidant. This effect might protect cells from damage. Also, this is also from our friends over at WebMD, the freaking hypochondriac Bible. It may also improve the immune system functions. So yeah, that's what it is. Ooh, people use this supplement for many purposes, including Alzheimer's disease, which we saw with, Lion's Mane, athletic performance, aging skin, muscle soreness from exercise, and many others. So hey, good to know. I only remember sort of that it was, I think that's the mushroom. I need to fucking look back into that. But anyways, enough rambling and typing. And it's time for everyone's favorite segment, which is story time. Now, the reason I got into nootropics is because of one of my best friends and brothers, Oscar. He is a scientist and he is a just generally brilliant person, and I hold him in high regards, and he's one of my best friends. So back when I was starting to go to community college, trying to get educated, he said, hey bro, check out this NeuroIgnite. It's for your brain. We used to actually go to a very prestigious college study hall. I don't know if we were allowed to do that, but we did it anyways. I won't tell you which one. To use their Wi-Fi and to just kind of get in the mindset of like, hey, this is where greatness is bred. So let's get this bred and get our fucking brain gains on and study here and use the free Wi-Fi. But you know, I was very into we used to go to the gym together. We grew up together. So we, you know, help each other out, help lift each other up from the poverty that we kind of grew up in, because we're both foreigners and we both kind of, you know, grew up here with nothing essentially. And now we're here building our kingdoms. But, you know, he had this NeuroIgnite. He told me it was great with coffee. And I went to visit him in New Hampshire when he lived there. And he went to work while I stayed at his house with his babushka. And he said, hey, you know, while I'm at work, what you're going to do is you're going to, you know, have some NeuroIgnite, have some caffeine, have some tea, and you're going to figure out your finances. You're going to see what you're going to do about school. And you're going to look at, you know, how you can manage your bills and your money more efficiently. So here I was in the mountains with some NeuroIgnite and some caffeine. And I created an Excel sheet, which is, you know, not a big deal to some people who love Excel. But for me, it was like, hey, I've never done this before. I actually used Google Sheets, the better sheets making app or whatever. But I sat down and I took a granular approach to my finances in my intake and my output of money. So money that was coming in and money that I was spending on things. And it came down to having $1 left over, which was kind of sad, but also made me realize, like, okay, so I'm not in the negatives, which is great. And, you know, there's room to grow. I can trim the fat on some of my expenses. Obviously not buying X, Y, and Z, like coffee or whatever, which I rarely ever bought. I like making coffee at home. I enjoy the process and the smells and all that stuff. So for me, that wasn't too hard of a sell. Like, okay, cool. I just won't buy coffee. Great. $5 there, liberated per month. Now I'm up to $6. But from then on, it just became something that was something I wanted to utilize to my advantage. So from that point on, I think I was making like $12.50 an hour at a grocery store, a very popular store called Whole Foods, which is, I mean, not bad. Obviously, it's not a bad salary if you are, say, younger and you have less fiscal responsibilities. But for me, it just wasn't enough. And from then on, I went and really applied myself. I was working there and doing Lyft for a while. So I'd get out of work at, so I'd go into work for, I think it was like 6:30. So 6:30 to 3, get out at 3, take a nap in the parking lot and drive Lyft for, I don't know, 3-4 hours, go home, rinse and repeat. Right. And then I got, well, I didn't get sick of that. I actually got I got kicked out of the program. But then after that, I worked, a different full-time job. I kept my job at Whole Foods on the weekend. So I'd work 7 days a week, essentially. Well, not essentially, literally. I'd work 7 days a week. And I did that for, I think, about 4 months until my probationary period was over, because I thought to myself, hey, if this tech company that I'm working for now doesn't actually hire me after this period of time, I need a backup plan, which, I mean, turns out I never needed a backup plan, but I still had it because I was trying to be responsible. And I have to attribute some of my success to nootropics, because it definitely gave me an edge to do better and push myself. And it's not to discount the work that I've put in. And this isn't a story time to just, like, you know, toot my own horn or whatever. I just want to let you know, hey, if you're having the brain fog and having a hard time focusing, you don't have to go to your doctor right away. You can experiment with some of these things and kind of give yourself the leg up that you might need. So ever since, you know, I started with these things, I used to, you know, take them when I was going to community college at night. I'd be working very tired at night, coming home. Then I would take some lion's mane on my way to class from Four Sigmatic, because they have good dissolvable powdered stuff. I didn't know about Fresh Cat back then. So I would take some lion's mane, go to class. By the time I get to class, my brain's like lit up. I'm like ready to rock, engaging in discussion, answering questions, you know, reading at an adult pace, essentially. And it's kind of just all been like gravy from there since I started experimenting with these compounds. Obviously, like I said before, be weary of the labels, talk to your doctor, make sure that you are a healthy individual and that your brain and that your heart and your stomach and all that stuff can, you know, handle maybe some added stress, because brain power is definitely, you know, can add some stress. But anyways, people, that's about all the time we have for today. I don't want to keep you much longer. We're already over a half hour in here. So thank you all again so much for, you know, giving me downloads and checking out the podcast. If you have experience with nootropics, let me know. Make sure to tell me which ones are great, which ones suck. You know, if you are curious about other things, you know, also if you know you or someone you know has experience with psychedelics or psilocybin mushrooms, hey, get them on here. Let's talk about it. I want to know from someone who has firsthand experience so I don't have to try it myself. Maybe in 10 years. But anyways, until next time, people, take care, be safe, and embrace the suck. Peace.